Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Can you imagine, Steve, you and me working for something global? That's a little bit out of my wheelhouse, I think.
Kind of.
You can
just
do
don't
global.
Don't think of it that way.
Global. Just when they say the word global, that means
gets you,
a lot.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it really hits you, and that's what
global.
And there's only one guy that can do it, and that's Carson Schottenheimer, the guy that can get it done. Thank you, Carson. He's relaxing this weekend because he won't be out with the folders and picking up resumes.
Not this week.
But he'll be back getting that done next week. He'll be in Happy Valley.
He will be. He's heading up to Happy Valley.
Yes, so he'll be there outside the stadium. It should be easy to find because I don't expect a real raucous crowd there for that game. That will be.
I wonder how bad that will look.
Yeah, it won't look great. They kind of rallied back. They were really bad for Northwestern. They rallied back for the Indiana game. They did, and that's going to kind of be a from that time on.
Carson's there. Yeah. And now will he have a booth or just is he on foot?
He'll be on foot.
Okay.
He'll be foot. Yeah, I don't know
what that meant.
He's on foot. He's not. He'll be on foot.
Foot is what I meant.
Yes.
I have the look ahead in terms of before we get to Bill's thrills. The ticket prices for Penn State, Nebraska.
Yes.
Okay. I mentioned that the Tulsa game was $6.
I'm seeing
tickets as low as $11 for Nebraska, Penn State next
week. Tell us you're right there what the crowd will be like.
So it seats about 100, right?
Yeah.
Will there be 50?
Be hard pressed. And especially you said it was a night game. You think
we think it'll be? We don't know that.
Not official yet.
Not official. We do think.
We
night.
Definitely think 6:30 NBC is what we're thinking.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, Penn State still. Nebraska draws eyes, and so is Penn State. So they do get that. Like right now, Michigan State, Penn State, get that one all over you. Two teams that haven't won a conference game.
That's not
yet.
Pizzo though.
That's not Pizzo.
Pizzo. It's Danielson
and Nestler.
Who's doing the Big Ten Network? Who's doing Iowa USC?
Do we know that yet?
I wonder who's doing that.
Jake, can you venture a guess?
Do we even know who even does Big Ten games? I don't even know.
I think it's a guy named Connor Onion who's been in the studio before a couple weeks ago. I think it's him.
And then who would be the analyst? I don't know.
Not positive.
Would it be Jake Butt?
Potentially, yeah, yes. That's very much so possible.
I bet it is.
I think you're right. He does do that.
I think you're right. That's who it would be.
We'll look that up before the end of the show.
So anyway.
It is time for Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah, is it going to be a bonanza? Right?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, He's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodel for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, or more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
I'll tell you one thing. Randy's is doing a lot with the injury that hasn't even fazed him, which is probably the most impressive thing he's doing now. And he also, when he gets a call for a consultation, he does the consultation within 24 hours. So it's not okay if you get a hold of him.
Is that true?
That's true. That's facts. So there's not a deal where I know for a fact the other day someone reached out to him about at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He was there at 5. Same day.
Jeez.
He does. There's no like, bet. We got interest in that. We can look at that. That fits right into our wheelhouse and we'll make it work out. When can you be there? Well, you know, we can be there in about 10 days. They're like, no. Because people, when they make the decision, when you make the decision to be a remodel, you've thought about it for a long time. And you finally said, I'm doing it.
And it's important.
It's important. And you want to get, and then once you decide to do it, you want to get things rolling. That's why you want to be on Randy's calendar.
What I've noticed with our remodel is that it's like a dream for people. You are entrusting Randy with a dream. You are.
Because you've walked around your house for how many years going, I'd really like to do this. I would love if this was different. And finally, you're right, Steve, you nailed it. He is the dream maker. Yeah.
He's a dream maker. That's what he is. And dream, it's a big deal.
Would he be some like Aerosmith and Dreamweaver? That'd be something.
That's not Aerosmith.
That's Gary Wright.
Gary Wright.
Very different from Aerosmith.
Okay.
Gary Wright and Aerosmith.
Let's say that Aerosmith did Dreamweaver. Climb aboard the Dreamweaver train.
That's not Steven Tyler.
Not him.
Damn it.
Dang it.
So close. But anyway, people entrust the king with their dreams.
Hey, dreams.
With the cape and the crown.
Not King of Queens, King of Dreams.
King of Dreams.
Yes, we have a new...
What if Randy came walking out of Hampton?
Yeah.
We go see him.
How intriguing that would be.
That would be...
With the cape on.
How about the fact that if Randy comes out, we'd all recognize him, but if Eddie Money came out, we'd have no idea.
Who are you?
Eddie Money. It's Eddie Money.
No, you're not.
You're Randy Money.
Randy. Yes. Randy Money.
Thank you.
It is time for the Monster Mash. Here we go. Mm-hmm.
To my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Oh, my nice. Very nice, Sip. Very nice.
My favorite part is that Jake doesn't know the words to monster mash. That blows my mind.
Last week you were gone. I was trying to do it.
Jake tried to do it, and he did this side, kind of this weird thing with his face. He did it like this.
He did the monster mash.
He's like, he's like he was British. Yeah. He did it like he was right. British.
It was probably more
it's
of a British
kind of
stuff.
That.
It was, and it was very odd.
Yeah. How'd you not know the word?
I don't know all the words to monster mash. I know it's the monster mash.
Oh, God,
part.
There's monster games
okay,
coming
what
up.
What do we got, Bill?
Well, tonight, come right on. Away, how about this one? Not getting a lot of attention, it would have been big. Clemson at the Ville. Clemson at Louisville.
Tonight.
Tonight, Clemson at Louisville. And I'm not going to lie to you. I'm intrigued with the Oregon-Minnesota game. I kind of want to see what happens.
Why would you have to lie?
I think because it's like a 30-point favorite or something. It's a ridiculous number on what's going to happen there. But, yeah, so Clemson-Louisville like that. Air Force at UConn. Air Force
wow,
at UConn. Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. You know, we're following UConn.
Now we're talking.
After you went through their schedule, we feel maybe it's not as daunting as what we once thought.
I get Air Force. How's Air Force this year?
Not good.
Not good.
Not good. They're not going once to a bowl game. Not a good situation. Most places, they would probably be on the hot seat there because nothing's been going well for Air Force for some time. But they've had so much success in the past. Love this one. Arkansas at LSU.
Okay.
Does LSU, are they tapped out? Are they kind of,
they haven't won a game since Pittman's been fired.
They had the coach
Trino. Come on,
they had the coach LSU. You know, kind of have the one game at Alabama. Now where are they at with Frank Wilson? What happens in that game? UCF at Tech. The Fighting Frost go to Texas Tech.
Oh crap!
See what happens.
What do you think is going to happen?
Well, it doesn't add up good right now because they made a quarterback change in the last series of the game, down by three.
Curious move.
There's only 22.5-point dogs at Texas Tech.
Yeah, so interesting for sure at the Iowa USC. Why is it interesting? The rain show. the rain show is what makes it. What's it going to look like? Because we always anticipate when we turn on a West Coast game in the afternoon, what are we going to see? Sunshine. Beautiful. And I think the fandom's going to be bad. I think they're going to be like going, I'm not going out and sitting in that. I'm not going to the Coliseum. So
I think it's going to be pouring rain.
Yeah, it's going to be. It's going to rain for three straight days. So
sounds fun.
Here's one that's interesting. This has all the ramification. Who goes to the championship game? Virginia at Duke. Duke is 5-4.
ACC championship.
Duke is 5-4. Must win for both teams to have a chance like that. Penn State at Michigan State. I can't get enough of it. They have not won a game in conference.
Someone's going to get their first conference win.
Someone's getting their first conference win, and it's going to be epic. See what happens. Maryland at Illinois, the fade. What happens with the fade? And
Jake,
Illinois,
you love that fade.
And Bielema,
the Maryland fade.
It's every year it happens. Bielema never fails.
Not happy with his 6-3 that he's not there.
They're not happy.
He's like, we have quality losses. We have quality wins. He feels they've just – and they have – Illinois is not even talked about as if they have a team right now. When's the last thing you heard it? And they're 6-3.
They've disappeared into champagne.
They've disappeared into it like that.
Into champagne.
Into the champagne.
Can't even find them in their own city.
Yeah, UNC at Wake. Is Belichick going directly to the Giants right after the game? We don't know that. I think that'd be odd. Wake Forest playing very well, but UNC at Wake, very interesting. Utah Baylor, the AD game. I mean, that's fun. I mean, that just got really interesting now because there's time Baylor plays really good.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Listen, I know it's hard to eat healthy and commit to that, especially during the holiday season, and it's hard to do it because you're giving up on flavor and fun. Well, good news. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit as nature intended. For you calorie counters, only 80 calories per cup. They're a great source of fiber. And these raspberries really bring bright flavor and vibrant color to make every dish feel special. You can keep a bag in the freezers. You can add a pop of flavor and feel good nutrition anytime. By the way, this is available at Costco, Kroger, Meijer, and Winco Foods. You want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org, that's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine. That's redraz.org, redraz.org. And remember, look for Product of the U.S. on the bag. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? It's true. Your biological age, the age of your cells and organs, is actually the top predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, dementia, and more. That's why learning your biological age can be truly life-changing, and that's exactly what the True Age Test from True Diagnostic helps you do. It's a simple at-home test, and you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights into your true biological age and take control of your health like never before. No doctor visits, no labs, just a quick finger prick from the comfort of your home. This part really inspired me. Up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. That means the way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress plays a massive role in how fast or slow our bodies age. The test itself is super easy. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send in your sample using a prepaid mailer, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report with actionable insights you can use. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code EARLYBREAK to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use EARLYBREAK at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
There's times that they play really, really well. Mm-hmm. And so that'll be an interesting thing to see what happens at that. Utah State at UNLV. Utah State, the Fighting Bronco Mendenhalls, have them going. UNL playing well. Sweet game. TCU at BYU.
TCU at BYU. Okay, yeah.
Interesting BYU game at that them. BYU needs. They want to get back to play Texas Tech in that championship game. Must win. They lose, they're out. They're out of the championship game. They're out of the playoffs. And then the two late, Boise State at San Diego State. San Diego State lost to Hawaii like 38-3 last week. They're favored over Boise State.
That's
this
a good
weekend.
Hawaii team.
That's a good Hawaii team. It is. They're favored. And then Wyoming at Fresno. I love that one.
Oh, you do?
Love Wyoming. Can't get enough of that
one.
Time
this game
9:30
Will you be FS1. Watching that game?
FS1, yes.
Oh, God.
All over it.
Oh, God.
Can't get enough.
No.
Yeah.
I will not be watching Wyoming.
And, hey, don't forget,
Fresno
Bill,
State.
We mentioned this on, I think, Tuesday, but there's a game at 9 p.m. on the CW network, yes, too. La Tech, Washington State.
I'll get some of that.
On CW.
On
the
CW.
Quad Box will have it. CW network.
It'll be great. What if in one of the quad boxes it was One Tree Hill? You could watch, you could look over and watch
you can
that.
Have that on.
And Bill's watching it.
No, I'm like that. This is amazing. The basketball coach is upset.
You should have, I mean, you can have just like a sitcom going on one of your quads.
You could. You could have a sitcom.
Sort of to balance everything out. So which games, I'm trying to think as you whip through those, which games I'm most intrigued by?
Well, I would say the Penn State, Michigan State intrigues me enough. The UNC intrigue, Utah, Baylor, because of the AD situation. And Utah's sitting right there at number 13. So if carnage happens, mm-hmm. they have a chance to get in. Mm-hmm. If you know they need Baylor to lose, because right now that used to always be, well, if they're both 2-2, and then you have a, but head to head matters. It doesn't matter. That they've proven that with Miami and Notre Dame. They've proven the head to head does not matter to that extent.
Utah Baylor, 6 p.m. ESPN 2, yes, for that game.
Okay. Go back to Mac Rhodes and following that play. So he was upset about what a player was wearing, like his liner shirt.
And the color. And there's all these witnesses,
yes, different gold
witnesses that saw it. And then it wasn't like he just said, hey, I'd really appreciate if you changed that. He like grabbed him.
I wonder why.
He physically grabbed him.
And Aranda was pissed off about this. Yes.
I wonder why it was such an issue.
And it was probably one of those
maybe
deals, too, where you're thinking like that, yeah, where, you know, Dave, obviously one of my great friends, was probably livid, and then it's probably like, oh, really? Don't be livid, Dave. You're lucky you're even here. And now all of a sudden he's like, nah, not so fast. You're not here. I mean, do you think right now they're going to lean on Mac Rhodes to make decisions? They've got that incident, and there's another incident.
There's something else. Yeah.
There's something else. About that.
Or not? Maybe not an incident. He's just having personal some kind.
There's something. Yeah. There's something going on there.
Personal issues.
And then he's been pulled from the CFP. He's the one that's been talking on, just so you know, on Tuesday nights.
Yeah,
they
it's
go
Mac
to him.
Rhodes.
They go to Mac Rhodes.
Now the chairman.
Now Mac Rhodes is like, well, I physically put hands on a player, and I've got another situation, whatever, in my life, mm-hmm. but I was in charge of the CFP.
So you have to be a sitting AD to be the chairman, mm-hmm. of the CFP, so it was a no-brainer to pull him off because he's no longer a sitting AD. But you have to be a sitting AD.
Yep.
Thank you.
And this will
a
be
sitting
great.
AD. Surprise.
He did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. He did the monster mash.
That is Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Diner Contracting. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call.
Nice.
Right now at 464-568-5, a chance to win a business box
to
Bagels and Joe. Today we're doing a different type of topic here.
Whoa.
It's not Film Friday.
Whoa,
it has a film connection, but it's not film. So here's the topic. So there's a new Springsteen movie out, right?
Okay, yeah.
Saw that.
Now his nickname is The Boss.
Yeah,
The Boss.
So I thought today we'd do famous singers' nicknames.
I will give the nickname. Tell me
who that is.
Love it.
Okay, I like this.
Thank you.
This is
so
good.
It's not an actual Film Friday. It stems from a movie.
We like this.
Yes.
Bill,
if
you like this?
I do.
Singer, musician nicknames today.
I gotta give a shout out to Emma's dad. Emma works at Planet Fitness, and she said her dad listens to the game show every day. Emma,
thank
Emma's
you.
Father.
Four
shout out.
464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple.
brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill and Trivia. Already a winning week at 3-1, so you're going for gravy here today.
Yeah.
Musician nicknames. You like this today?
I love it. I love it.
Okay. Let's see. We have Dave. How do you feel about musician nicknames for trivia today?
I feel great. Good morning. Oh,
is this Dave Dipple?
This Dip. Cuz.
Cuz?
Cousin Dave Dipple. Cuz,
I've been wondering where you were, cuz.
Well, I've been working a lot. We went to Vegas and lost a bunch of money for a wedding. My daughter got married.
Married?
Oh, you're kidding me.
This is incredible.
Yeah.
You went to Vegas? Yeah, did you go to Vegas?
We did.
We saw pictures of
5 days in Vegas, and it cost me $22,000, and life is great.
Okay, we're dropping numbers now.
Hey, life is good for Dipple, for sure.
That's a big number, Dip.
It's a big number.
Dip, that's a big number.
Is that why we're not getting McDonald's hash browns today? Because you used to bring hash browns into us.
Orange juice has gone too much.
Exactly. Second cuz, Bill.
Yeah. All right,
that's
Dipple.
That's a big number.
Here we go.
First question goes to you, Dave Dipple. Who was the Queen of Soul?
Aretha Franklin.
Is it Aretha Franklin? Yes.
God, hey, Dip.
Think.
Good job by Dip.
Okay.
Hey, that's a good
job. Because Dip knows all these guys. Yeah. Overtime's our only chance.
Hey, Dip, I'm not joking. That's a good job.
One's your lead for
I'm as old as you guys are. Come on.
Okay, Dip.
Okay. Sip, first question. What singer was the Man in Black?
Oh, good God.
Come on.
Oh, Bill,
stop
I'm just
it.
Keeping you.
No,
you are not being used.
Thank you.
That's John Cash.
Brilliant.
There's not as many nicknames as you think out there for singers.
On. Yeah.
So this should be pretty easy today. 1-1 tie.
Okay.
Back to you for the lead, Dave Dipple. What famous singer's nickname is Slow Hand?
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got it.
We
is that double layup.
Eric Clapton.
Brilliant.
I think he kind of messed with us a little bit there.
Might Dip. Gotcha. All right, Bill's in play here for the tie.
I think Dip is on a train.
He's
right?
on a train. His window's down.
Wind.
Yeah.
Are you okay, Dipple?
Yeah, grab it.
He's on the train.
Okay, Sip for the tie. Last question.
All right.
What singer was The Voice?
Uh-oh. Bill, I think... Oh, I know this.
Okay,
I know.
Go ahead. I don't know it. Go ahead.
Sinatra.
Okay. Brilliant. Who is The Voice?
Frank Sinatra is correct.
I probably would have guessed that, but I didn't feel great about
it. Now, the other day, it was the caller's turn to do the number. You guys are the number today.
Okay, get ready.
All right.
Ooh.
So,
yeah, you're right.
Dipple, you'll go below or over or under the number. Here we go.
You can
use Bill. How old was Frank Sinatra when he passed away in 1998? You guys can confer on this. And Dipple will go over under your number.
What'd you have for a number?
I have a number in mind.
Let's go in between it.
Sip is doing some math over here.
Do it. I like you crushing the numbers.
We're going to go 80.
Over under 80, Dave Dipple.
I had 73 in mind. So I'll go under.
Under 80.
Oh, Dipple!
How about 82 years old for Frank Sinatra?
Had it on the nose.
You wrote 82?
I had 79.
Wow. It's okay. We got it.
That's a win.
We're good.
Dip. You'd think with all them heaters he blew that he'd have went earlier.
I suppose so, Dip.
Dip. Hey, Dip, nice hearing from you. Seriously.
Nice try,
yeah,
Dip.
Yeah, I'll stop by when I get a minute. I'm sorry.
Thank That's you.
Just recovering funds here.
Dip, you don't have to stop
by.
Dip,
Bill.
He's Dip, you don't have to stop by. You can just send the food in from someplace else.
Wow. I like the Dip from yesterday. Uber Eats.
We got
Eats.
It. We're 4-1.
4-1 week. How
about
that?
Man.
Nice work.
Went to Sinatra's grave last year. Me and Leighton have house menders. Yes. Went to Sinatra's.
What was the occasion?
We were in Palm Springs for Christmas. So we went to the grave. It was really bad. We were finally trying to figure out where it's at. We find it's not him and his wife are side by side. But there was someone leaving the grave crying, and she was younger, so probably a niece or something, maybe. It would have been rude, but I probably would have asked, is this by any chance,
I don't think you want to do that.
But it just...
Imagine being a relative of Frank Sinatra.
Relative of Sinatra. Then we went to Sinatra's house.
Jeez.
You can
do that.
You can go to his house. Someone lives in it. Yeah, it's just... And I'm just like, oh, man, this is sweet.
This is
sweet. See that stuff.
It's a South Lincoln move, for sure.
When we come back, hour three, the Marty Party. Marty Simple with us next on Early Break on the Ticket.